Hello, everyone. My name is Arjun Kapoor. Before I begin, does anyone want to have a guess as to where I'm from? Not my dad. Oh, come on. Bill, do you want to have a go?
Don't I know already as well?
Oh, I mean, oh, yeah, that's true. All right, Navya, how about you?
Mumbai.
Close.
Delhi?
Yeah. When people try to guess my origin, they often... It's really annoying. When people try to guess my origin, they often try and guess either based off my name or based off my accent. The ones that do it best usually do it with both. However, they always miss a very key part of my identity in the process. Kenya. When my family's migration story begins from my great-grandfather's grandfather, who emigrated from India to Kenya or at the turn of the century. You see, back then, Britain wanted to build its colonies and wanted to extract as many resources as possible out of them. But to their credit, they did want to keep their workers healthy, and that's where he came in. He was a doctor, specifically there to treat the brown people because of apartheid. You see, since then, he has managed to settle in Kenya. Well, he settled in and built an amazing, expansive lifestyle for him and his family up until 83. After 83, there was a big coup. And what that meant was my dad and his family had to emigrate from Kenya to Australia. You see, as my grandpa, who made the call to come here, had the choice of going to either Australia, Canada, or the UK, it was eventually the palm trees of St. Kilda that convinced him to come here, because he was from Mombasa, a coastal town. When my dad first arrived, he was in year two. He was the only migrant in his entire primary school, the one down the road that way, I think, Glen Waverley Primary. But back then it was called Glen Waverley Heights Primary. There were very few immigrants of Indian origin, especially in Melbourne, to the point where there was only one shop that stocked Indian ingredients, and that was all the way in Clayton. Talk about a monopoly, mate. They were printing money. Oh. So basically, the entire Indian community of Melbourne would shop there, which wasn't many people, but since it's grown, so is that shop. Now there's so many more, like just on my drive here to Kingsway. Oh yeah, I drove here, by the way. I managed to see two, at least two, because I wasn't really looking at the side. Back then, the Glen, as we know it, was just a Target and a Safeway. For those of you that don't know, Safeway just means Woolies, but before they changed their name. The Glen Shopping Centre had since bought multiple ovals from Glen Waverley to facilitate the big migration boom into the area. By the time my dad got to high school, at Glen Waverley Secondary College, also down the road, 9/10 of his high school graduating class were of an international origin. It was insane how much the migration boom had changed Glen Waverley in the span of just a decade. Back then, it was very difficult for my dad and his family to connect with their culture. There were hardly any temples, there were hardly any festivals, and even then, they were celebrated at home with a few people, because there just weren't many Indians in Melbourne. You'd be very surprised to find an Indian in the street or at the shops. Even more surprised to find one that spoke the same language as you, because there are over 24 different Indian languages. And it would be even rarer to find Indians from Kenya, because there weren't many. So it would be almost like getting struck by lightning in terms of how lucky you'd have to get. So much so that the few Kenyan Indian friends that my grandparents and parents had made over the years showed up to functions as family. To the point where I grew up calling them uncle and auntie without even realizing that they're not related to me. So that was a very big shock when I found out. Today, in the city of Monash, we enjoy a plethora of amazing cuisines, cultures, and festivals. Just last week, students at Monash were celebrating the Mid-Autumn Festival. It was so much fun. Today, we see people of different walks of life, each with their own stories, experiences, and dreams. This would not have been possible if Australia and Monash had not been as welcoming and accepting of the different people that had arrived. This would also not have been possible for the local governments because they had championed and embraced diversity. And thanks to them, it's possible. But there's also someone else in this equation that doesn't get credit, whose praise is always unsung. The residents and the people of Monash, all of you. While policies and posters are important, they pale in comparison to the people, all of us, that make it all possible. So tonight, I want to thank you all in this room, and those outside too, for contributing to make Monash an amazing, inclusive, multicultural place, for making the stories that we have heard and will hear tonight possible, and for helping us all to connect, which is why we are all here today. Thank you all, or in Hindi, Dhanyavaad.